From the News Center, a news focus.
A new report says there's hope for restoring the Chesapeake Bay if Pennsylvania does more to meet its clean water commitments. The 2022 State of the Bay report assesses 13 key indicators of the bay's health. It finds 3 declined and 3 water quality measures improved. Harry Campbell with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation says Pennsylvania has a significant influence on the health and overall condition of the bay. He says the state is still the leading source of nitrogen pollutants that degrades the Chesapeake Bay on an annual basis.
Pennsylvania needs to continue to invest in working with the 33,000 plus family farmers within the Bay watershed of Pennsylvania.
Campbell adds agricultural activities represent 60% of the nitrogen pollution that makes its way into the Bay from Pennsylvania. He adds the Clean Water Blueprint Restoration Plan projects 90% of the remaining pollution reduction needs to come from agriculture. Campbell adds last year brought some hope in the form of additional funding to restore the health of the Pennsylvania waterways. The General Assembly most notably passed a piece of legislation in June to establish a Clean Streams Fund. Campbell says the fund is investing in both new and existing clean water programs to address the top 3 sources of stream impairment in Pennsylvania, many of which feed into the Chesapeake Bay.
That program is known as the Agricultural Conservation Assistance Program, and 70% of that $224 million Clean Streams Fund goes towards that endeavor. But that's just a down payment.
He says now the Clean Streams Fund needs suitable and predictable funding so the Keystone State can continue to reduce pollution and also proactively address the impacts of climate change, protecting and restoring waterways, communities, and farms. I'm Danielle Smith,